If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Monday, one day. Tuesday, 2 day. Wednesday, when? Huh? What day? Thursday!
She said it because of his wet blanket energy.
Unhinged!
All right, guys, we are here with Serene Russell. You know her from Clayton season of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Hello, Serene. We're so happy to chat with you about your experience in this crazy Bachelor world.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking the time. We always kind of start off with everyone wanting to hear about like how they even got on the show and what that journey was like. So how did you get cast on the show initially?
So I was teaching. It was 2021. So I was like halfway or not even halfway into my second year teaching. And I just remember being like, something like has to change in my life. And there were a couple of friends that I had like expressed like, okay, like it's really hard dating in 2020 or in COVID times. And, I had two different friends that don't even know each other submit me for the show.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Really?
What are the chances? Different friends. One was my lash lady, you know, girl talk, like getting my lash done in 2020. And she's like, no, I put you up for The Bachelor. And I don't remember whose season it was. Maybe it was like Katie's season or something, like at the end of the show where the thing pops up and it's like, if you know anyone.
Yeah.
Sent me a screenshot and was like, I'm doing this. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, that's a little late in the casting process. I don't think people realize that. And then I had a guy friend submit me also. And he told me after the fact, but around the time that it was like September or something, like 2 weeks before Clayton's season started filming, I was approached by them. I went through like the blood testing, the psych, all of that while I was teaching. Like I'm like using my 30-minute lunch break to like send in fingerprints.
Oh my God.
Wait, you just send fingerprints? I mean, we know it's extensive, but like.
Yeah. For like background checks and stuff. And it was just like a really, like you could tell, very crazy big process crammed into like a week. And I was like, I don't know if, you know, I'm going to end up doing this or not. But then I also felt very wanted because they're like kind of like jumping through hoops to get me to do all this stuff like a week before. And then I just started ordering clothes and hoped for the best.
I know we always ask people about the packing process because it's like, how do you pack for literally every single climate imaginable?
That's actually like, I don't even know that I've been asked that question before, but that was the most stressful part. I know that everybody says, oh, you get two large suitcases. I was using vacuum bags. You're told to bring like a coat, but then like you want to bring like a cute coat that goes nice over a dress because you're even though you don't see it on the show, you're still seen by like Bachelor, you know? So I had like a fourth of one of my bags was all dresses. And then I had like casual date tops and then I had cute date outfits. And so I kind of like categorized it into like quadrants and then I used vacuum sealed bags. And when I tell you my bags were overweight the entire time, like they were right at that 50 pound mark. Like I broke like four bags while I was with the show because my bags were so overweight. Packing was the craziest thing.
If it's
What
overweight, do
happens
they
when
just pay
they?
the fee for you,
Yeah, I was
or
just gonna
do you have to
say.
like be that girl at the airport, like undoing everything?
So it depends on like if you're international or not. There were times that the bag was like 1 pound overweight or something. Mine was always really close, and it's like obviously you're like mixing things. Like you have to pack super fast when you're somewhere for like a couple days. So sometimes it'd be like 1 pound or two, and the airport would just be fine with it. But there were also times I remember Susie had this heavy, like heavy dress that everyone wanted to wear. I think it was like one of her like Miss USA get dresses or something. Dress weighed like 7 pounds or
Oh
something.
my God.
I just remember there were times we would be in the airport, like, okay, someone's got an underweight bag. Like, we're throwing this in her bag. And we were just like, it was like home alone at the airport.
I was like, someone
Chaotic.
should just wear that dress on the plane at all times so that it's in no one's bag. And then you just.
People are digging through stuff and throwing it in someone else's bag. Like, we all got really close in that way. So
That's
that was
interesting.
fucking
Yeah, I feel like we always
hilarious.
ask people about the travel and stuff, but the packing and moving things to other people's bags, I feel like is something we never have ever gotten into. Did you want Clayton to be the bachelor, or who were you looking forward to seeing in that role?
I think I had heard it was him because I was cast so late. I
Yeah.
think it leaked while I was like right before I left or while I was in the hotel room before they took my phone away. They wouldn't tell me who it was, and I didn't know if other people didn't know who it was also, but I remember having an idea that it was him. So I think I found out like right before and being super excited, but I was really open-minded. I didn't get to watch Michelle's season, though. So I think a lot of us girls thought it was going to be someone from Katie's season, but
Who'd you think?
I heard a lot of like Justin. I heard a lot of Greg. I heard a lot of Andrew, but like,
She had some good final guys or
yeah. I mean,
contenders.
I also like, I had experienced like a lot of loss right before I went on the show. So, and a lot of that happened while I was like watching Katie's season. So I just like wasn't super stuck on the of anybody. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna like give myself to this process and see what happens.
Right. And then you ended up going to hometowns on Clayton's season. Was that unexpected for you? Because, I mean, 2 weeks, you have to like throw your life together in a suitcase, and then you're all of a sudden you're bringing this guy home to meet your family.
Honestly, like we had such a strong connection like the entire time. Like it was just really playful and really comfortable and felt like I had a good base of like friendship. And so I felt like I was going to be there for a
Okay.
while. So I was like super grateful when I made it that far. Thinking in like retrospect, did I think I was going to be there the entire time? I had no idea.
You obviously were said you got like very close with a lot of the girls, like packing at the airport and stuff, because you were went home after hometown. So you were the person who like went home right before they had like the rose ceremony from hell and like all of that drama with like Susie, Rachel, and Gabby. I'm curious though, from your perspective as like the next person who like just dodged that. What was that like watching that back? Or did you know after talking with the girls when they got off the show, like how that was going to go down? Or what was that experience like for you?
That's such a good question. I'm gonna like go back to what you just asked me because I like something else popped up and I'm like, I've never answered that question in that way before. So I'm gonna go back to what you just asked and then I'm gonna go. I did, while I was there, I was really confident the entire time. Like I had like a lot of reassurance because I got like a good first one-on-one and then I got a second one-on-one and I knew that like a lot of the time, a second one-on-one isn't necessarily a good thing, but he didn't like question me on anything. And so I felt like having like two one-on-ones that I probably was going to go further. And I was really confident because of that. But going back to what you just said, I get that question all the time. I left hometowns and I was shocked. And I think you can see, like, if you watch it back, people are like, she's pissed. I wasn't pissed. I was literally just, I didn't see that coming.
Of course.
And, you know, love Clayton. He's super sweet. But, like, there was more said in, like, the exit, like, the speech before the roses were handed out than there was said to me when I was leaving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that part did like kind of like make me shocked, because you're not seeing the other connections, and we did have like a strong connection at the time. But that being said, like watching it back, the next week happens and I'm like watching it just like everyone else. I was super close with the girls, but at the same time, I was so hurt that I didn't want to ask anything. Like I didn't really fully know what happened after I left, because I was so hurt by being sent home. Like I actually did really care about him. Like I was actually falling in love. So seeing like the previews for the rose ceremony from hell, I was like, maybe like God has my best interest.
Yeah.
I definitely was like grateful to not be there and was shocked. I had no idea who he was with or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just didn't ask. Like I was the person, obviously, like you get off the show, like, and the girls that leave earlier start like a massive group chat, and then they just ask people to it as they know they're sent home. I went completely MIA when I got sent home, and I didn't post on anything. Like my own friends didn't know where I was. It was also really hard because I did, like, all my dates got leaked. Like my 2 one-on-ones got leaked. There were photos of it, and my hometown date got leaked. So when I did get home, people were like, are you engaged? And I like obviously had just got my heart ripped out, and I was like, I don't want to deal with that. So honestly, like I went MIA on the girls kind of too, and didn't really start talking to them again until like our hometown episodes started. Oh, wow. Or if we did, it was just, like, short and sweet. And, like, I think people were kind of scared to, like, ask me stuff because they knew I was, like, really hurt by all of it.
Yeah. Okay.
I had no idea what had happened. But, yeah, I was super grateful. I was like, I'm glad I was not there for that.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. So I know you're saying that you were super heartbroken when you left. But typically people in the top four maybe would have this conversation with production. Were you ever asked to be the Bachelorette, or were you ever considered for the role?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
I did go through the process, but after I saw what happened, I was like, there's no way this is me. Like... There was no way that with me just being sent home and not like, yeah, I was super heartbroken, but it was nothing compared to what the other three went through. And I just knew like, okay, it's going to be someone else. I had no idea it was going to be two people, but like I knew other people in line. And on top of that, he actually ended up with anyone, because it seemed like maybe he didn't like the entire second half of that season. From what they were showing.
Yeah, we had no clue.
Was the door still open then? Would you have rekindled with Clayton or no?
I don't spin the block on anyone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hell yeah, girl.
Who did you think was the best fit for him at the time?
I think I felt like Susie, just because I was roommates with her the entire time. And like, we did talk like a lot more. Well, like keeping... and not like going super deep into like the things that were being said, but in, like I knew that like she probably had like the strongest connection with him there. I remember watching it back and being like, this whole thing with Rachel, like the whole connection with Rachel, it was like that. We had no idea. So
interesting, because I feel like as viewers, yeah, that was like a very obvious thing throughout the whole season. I always thought it was going to be Rachel up until the end.
Well, and I think Rachel is just so humble, and like she was like never talking. I was one of those people too. I was never really talking about like my relationship. And obviously the show is edited, so like maybe a lot of Susie's relationship wasn't shown because she was in game. So like I don't really know like in depth like who had the stronger relationship, but I was like, Rachel. There were moments that she was like, I'm kind of nervous, and I'm like, you were not nervous.
Yeah, she was like the favorite that season, or like you're saying, at least that's how it was edited to be from the viewer. I actually remember watching that season being like, God, they're making it so obvious it's going to be Rachel. Like, I wish they would like change it up. And then obviously they did that.
I learned a lesson with that. And when, you know, I haven't watched too much of the show since then, but anytime someone is like edited super heavily, like favored, I'm like, I feel like they're trying to throw us for a loop.
Totally. They bury people. They buried Kelsey in Joey's season, I felt, the whole time.
Yeah, no, that, I feel like they're just always trying to pull one over on us. Like, they're like, oh, what did I do last time? Like, let's do the opposite now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, like, the chemistry is there. It makes you wonder how much is happening, like, with the other people in, like, the final four or, like, the top six that, like, we're just not seeing, like.
Oh, totally. And they can only show so much. It's only so long of a show. So there's probably a lot more relationships.
Like, it can kind of look bad too if it's like, okay, the Bachelor is like really like he's saying all this stuff to these like top six women, like you have to like protect them at some point, I guess.
Yeah totally.
How soon after you leave, you go home, go a little MIA, how soon are you getting the phone call to return to the show and be on the beach?
I was like the last one, I think.
That surprises me. I thought you'd be like number one, first person they called.
They wanted to give you your space though, you're saying, probably, right?
And I mean, I also was going through another interview process with them at the time. And so I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to go. Like I'm talking to girls and they're like, yeah, I was getting calls for Paradise like before Women Tell All, or they were at least like planting the seed or talk. And I'm like, no one talked to me until probably like a month before. I feel like, wow. I was like people are like talking about like signing contracts and stuff. And I'm like, they haven't even called me yet. And they're like, they're going to call you. But
yeah. Did you think they might not?
I didn't think they might not, but I was just like, I don't know. Like, I would like to know what's going on. And I know that they know that I am open to going, and I would rather not have another 2-week turnaround. Mm-hmm.
Right. To get
ready. And so I kind of just started getting ready for it on my own and was like, I hope they do call.
That's smart. I mean, obviously they were going to call you. People have talked a lot about like the conditions of Paradise and saying it's not such a paradise.
I am from Oklahoma. And we have summers where it's 90 degrees, 100 degrees, and like 90% humidity. That being said, I thought I was prepared for how hot it is there. I was not. I was not. It is so hot. Like the heat is the problem. The heat is the problem. And it was so, so hot that you are getting out of the shower and you're like sweating in the shower, and then you're getting out and you're like, feel clean, like it feels nice and breezy for a second, and you're like, my pores are open, this is great. And then all of a sudden, sticky, hot, it never ends.
I don't know
why can't they just get air conditioning? Like, I agree the heat's the problem, but there is a solution.
But I think that's what they want. I think they kind of want people to break a little bit.
Their air conditioners, they're just not plugged in, but like, I don't, there's like,
that's torture.
Like window units, like attached to the walls and stuff in there, but also there are like giant open doorways. There's like a giant doorway that's probably like 10-15 feet long, so there's like a giant doorway slash window balcony situation, and the wind is coming in, but her bed was like right here and my bed was right here, so like I wasn't catching any of the wind at night, and I had this tiny little fan and I'm sitting there holding this tiny baby fan at night, trying to get like some breeze. And a lot of the beds, like most of the beds are bunk beds. And I was like, I don't want anyone sleeping above me or below me. I have also fallen off of a bunk bed before. So I went for the two single beds, and the two single beds don't have fans on them, or they didn't when I was there.
Wow. So advice, if paradise continues, could you pack like a decent sized fan?
He did, and I wish I was smart enough to. This girl,
Okay.
Wi-Fi charged Amazon fan, and she took it everywhere she went. It was hilarious. It was like an emotional support fan. Like, I was scared, honestly, because her hair is so long. Like, we would catch her waking up in the morning, and her hair is like flapping into the fan. And I'm like, the fan I had didn't have a stand. I will say they gave it to me. I was super grateful for what they gave to me. But there's just so much, like, there's so much crew. There are so many cast members. Like, if you ask last and there's just not anything left, like, you're in the jungle. Like, sorry. But yeah, she had this fan and she carried it around everywhere she went.
She was talking about Genevieve, guys. Genevieve's hair was getting caught in the fan. So dangerous. Like,
She's sleeping with it like it's like a person. And it's like, it was just hilarious.
she knows what's up, though. I would do the same.
Obviously, like you went onto the beach and you made it to the end of the show getting engaged. Did you go into the process thinking that that was a possibility for you, or were you taken by surprise?
I was such a believer in like process of the show after the first time, even though I did like feel like my heart was broken and all this stuff. Like, I think I realized very quickly after that he just wasn't for me. But the fact that I was able to like start falling in love on The Bachelor and then hearing about Paradise and knowing that like you can wake up and grab coffee with someone. Like, you don't have to wait for a date card. You don't have to wait for, a group date after party and hope you get 5 or 10 minutes, So I was like a believer in the process and felt like that
Yeah.
definitely
What
could.
are your thoughts on the rumors that Paradise may not be coming back at all? Have you heard those rumors?
Yeah, I've heard those rumors. I don't think it's the worst idea. I think like our most like successful season of Paradise was after COVID and there was a break and you had like a massive cast to choose from. And like one of the things I will say is like I have like no regrets about Paradise and being back. Like thinking back on it, people ask me all the time, would you do anything differently? Was there anyone else? Like there was no one else there for me. And it was such a big cast. So I think just having a year off could be beneficial to it actually working and having like more like long-lasting couples and just like more compatibility, honestly, because I truly felt the entire time I was like, I don't really think like there's no one else. There's no one else here for me.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into five themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Right. What advice would you give to anyone starting this bachelor, but specifically Bachelor in Paradise journey?
Like people that potentially could be
We could
going.
go on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest lesson I learned in Paradise is like you have to like go with the flow. And if you don't, it can like kind of like make you crazy, right? Because you can't control anything. There's so many moving parts, and you just have to like give yourself it. And I know that's like super scary. But like there's like no amount of preparation that will prepare you for something where there are constantly changes. There's constantly like it's a produced show, you know? There are things that are happening for certain reasons. There are, so many moving parts, people that are interested in multiple people. And like, if you're not like a movable, changeable person, it's like not going to work for you. Like, it is very easy to like lose your mind there.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. Well,
that's good advice.
Not even from like a production standpoint, like just from the like dating multiple people, or like multiple people being interested in like other people, or like, you know, not getting very much sleep and like all of that, you know, like it's so easy to just fall off the wagon. You just have to like give yourself to it.
Yeah, no, I can imagine on a show like that, like there's just so much not in your control, right? Like you can't control how other people are feeling about you, what dates you get, what the environment is like. So yeah, I could totally see how like just resigning yourself to it is probably like the best way to stay sane.
And their goal is to make you spiral. Like the whole point of like people dating and then someone walks down the stairs and just coincidentally, they happen to be someone that that person may have known from something. Like they're trying to test the relationship. So I agree. Like your advice is good advice. Can we talk about Paradise ITMs?
No.
Oh,
did we or can we?
I said, can we talk about Paradise ITMs?
It depends on what we ask, but
sure. Okay. Well, basically, we, Lace Morris shared that they sometimes make you put your clothes back on so it looks like you were doing an ITM on a previous day. Do you do ITMs after filming or is it all during filming?
Both.
Okay. So like if the show's wrapped, could you be potentially pretending to be in the moment of something from like the beginning?
That's never happened to me.
Okay.
And I haven't like heard of that happening to anyone I'm like close with, but I'm not going to like knock someone else's experience. Like I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you guys are in the date though, like, is that awkward to like be like, you're having a moment, you're like enjoying each other's company. And then they're like, okay, split up. Come on. Now we need to ask you how you're feeling about it. I feel like that totally kills the vibe.
It doesn't though because you get so used to it, like everything about it seems normal at that point. Like you don't notice the cameras, like they're wearing black and they're 20 feet away sometimes, like you just don't really, and you have bright lights on you so you're like not seeing them, and then you know you're getting pulled into interviews. You've got to realize you don't have your mom, you don't have your best friend, you don't have the people you talk to, so sometimes it's like, oh my god, I can't wait to talk about this with someone, you know.
It's like venting, gossiping with your friend.
You're like out and about and like a guy says something to you, or like maybe you had a moment, or you're like on a date and you run to the bathroom and you like text your friend. It feels like that. Like they're not always super long, so it's not like, oh my gosh, it's like breaking up this thing. I actually liked interviews because it helped me like process my feelings as someone, like I very much going on the first show was known as someone that like kind of tough to crack. Like I would like shut down sometimes, or like sometimes I am a talker, but I had a hard time like conveying emotions just because I didn't grow up in like a super emotional family where we talked about things like that. Like, so sometimes having those interviews really helped me like process what I was saying, and it would kind of like help me gather my thoughts to what I would say to him, you know. And I was like super excited about him, you know. And it made me feel like, okay, like, this is what I want to say. Like, this helps me. Whereas otherwise, I might be like,
right.
You know, because I was very new to, like, sharing my emotions and being so open. And I think, like, I don't want to sit here and say, like, oh my gosh, I was this completely, like, shut down person whenever I went on the show, but I did have that kind of growth. And I think maybe I was a little scared even too. I have like a degree in media, like, you know, that's, I have the same degree that a lot of these producers on this show have. And so I was kind of like, are they like messing with me when they like ask me this question, you know? And it makes you like spiral in a different way. So I was like shut down at times, and I actually learned to love the interviews because it's just like someone being there and helping you process. I will say I had a great experience as far as the producers went. I know that that's not everyone's experience though, so I'm not going to speak for everybody when I say that.
Yeah.
We've heard.
I mean, everyone has their own
whole spectrum of things. The worst of the worst and the best of the best. Would you ever go back to paradise?
I think it just depends on like where I'm at in life. I know a lot of people, like when my breakup happened, a lot of people were like, are you going back to paradise? And I was like, this is like, are you joking?
like, trigger.
2 weeks after. Yeah. I mean, and I couldn't even watch Paradise last season. I was like so triggered by it. So I think it just depends on like where I'm at in life. Like if that opportunity were to arise, but I'm also a never say never kind of person. Never say never on like, I have no idea where I'll be at or what I want.
Well, where are you today now? Post reality TV. We want to hear about your life. What's going on now?
So I moved from San Diego back to Oklahoma City, and that's where I'm from. And, you know, honestly, I just moved because my relationship ended and I needed like the support of my family and my friends around me. And I like actually did like California. So like everything is very like up in the air. Like I could be someone that moves to LA, you know, like I have been in and out of LA doing like modeling work since I was like a teenager and always thought like I could live there at some point. So I don't really know as far as like set in stone plans for the future or anything. And I kind of like being this like go where the wind takes me person.
Yeah.
That being said, I do love Oklahoma City. Like I love it here. I did move away and I was fine moving away. But I do love it here and I could stay here. So it could go either way. I've just been working and working a lot. At one point I did think about going back to teaching, but just mentally was not in the headspace to do that. Like had like 30 kids, you know, in a class, like you have to be like strong for that. And I just like wasn't at the time. But right now I'm like working in media and social media marketing. And it's fun for me because I do have like a degree in media. So I'm really enjoying that and just traveling a lot and trying to decide at this moment, like, do I think I will pick up and go to LA because I do spend a lot of time there and I have so many friends there, or am I comfortable where I'm at? I'm not really
sure. You could always do both. You could always be living the dream and have a spot in Oklahoma City and then a spot in LA.
Right. And I think, I don't know. I think that that sounds fun too. And I know some girls that like don't live in LA, but they like split a studio apartment with a couple friends and they just like go stay there sometimes. Like that's so smart to me. And yeah. There are all cities and, you know, there's the beach and there's the mountain. You can go hiking, constantly meeting people. But I do love Oklahoma City. I just don't. It's like I in retrospect, look back and I'm like, I was able to move away. And like I left my whole life here and like picked up and left. So the fact that I know I can do that now is like really exciting because I had never moved away before. I'd never been away from my family. And that caused a lot of growth. And so I'm just excited for the future. And right now I'm just like going with the flow. Like I could move, I could stay here. I don't really know, but I've just really been enjoying like work and traveling and all of that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any, like who are you closest with in Bachelor Nation?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Probably Susie right now.
Oh, we love her.
And she's in LA. You could go move and be closer to Susie.
for like 2 weeks at a time sometimes.
Yeah.
Nice.
We were roommates on the show like the entire time. And when I say that, I'm like, Susie is like so easy to be around. She's so funny. Like, I love her. Like, I can't say enough good things about Susie. But even from the mansion, we were in the smallest room in the mansion together. And we were there for like 3 weeks or whatever. But the moment we started traveling, our hotel rooms were together. And they, I think they just knew we got along. And we were the first to be separated. we were the first that they were like, these two get their own rooms because, you know,
because of your relationships with Clayton, because you guys both had strong connections.
Probably. We were the first to get like our own rooms, but still they were next to each other and we're like peeking in. What are you doing? What are you doing? We'd be like in each other's rooms and they're like, out.
That's funny. I've never thought about the fact that who you room with is predetermined. Like, I almost wonder if they're like plotting too, not with you guys because you guys were so unproblematic, but I think in general.
Did ask. I remember I was asked, and I don't know if everybody was like offered that, but like I was asked on like day two, who do you think you want to stay with? And I was like, oh, I could stay with anybody. I don't really care. But they put me in the smallest room. And I think, I mean, our room was like, had the most people, the most time, even though it was the smallest room. It was like me, Teddy, Rachel, Susie. I think Mara was in there too. But like, I think there was like one person, maybe two people that didn't travel with us, like when we started traveling. So we had the most people, even though the other rooms had like 14 girls in them. Our room stayed together the longest.
How do we do the bathroom situation with that many people?
You know what? I was blessed because I was in the smallest room and our room had a bathroom in it.
Oh, wait, that's the room you need to get. If you are going to be on the show, strive to get the small room.
Yeah, strive to get the small room on the end.
On the end, okay. Yeah, because that would stress me out.
It was hilarious. Like, we were literally, like, it was just so funny. Like, Mara had a obnoxious sound machine, like the most obnoxious, loud, violent white noise I've ever heard in my life. You'd probably laugh about this, but like nobody would be like brave enough to ask her because she's kind of intimidating, and I'm like, no, this is my girl. I'd like go up to it and like turn it off while she's sleeping.
I would do the same thing.
You're like, especially if she's already asleep, it's like she doesn't need it anymore, she's fine,
like she's sleeping peacefully. But like, we were just like, we would just like stay up giggling, and like, then I'm like, okay, maybe we should turn this back on because we're gonna wake her up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. How small are we talking of a small room? You say small, but
small enough for like a king size bed.
Wait, are you? And that's it?
It's a normal sized house. Like, it's the Bachelor Mansion, but like, it's a house that would cost like $300,000 in Oklahoma. Like, beautiful house, like beautiful architecture. It's built really well. Like, you can tell it's a nice house, but it is not massive by any means. There are rooms that like the doors are locked, or you poke your head in and it's like full of wires and equipment, and you like can't even, there's no point of trying to get into some of those rooms. So all in all, I don't know how big it actually is, but I mean, it's not super huge.
Yeah. How many bedrooms are in the mansion? I feel like we've never really gotten into like the layout of this building, and I do want to know more about it.
We used three to sleep in.
Yeah.
And I was in the smallest room. So the other two rooms were much bigger, mm-hmm. but very much a bunkhouse situation. Like, if you've ever seen like a sorority room.
Yeah.
In the world. Like, I think I don't remember the other rooms, but like the layout of our room, there was a twin sized bunk bed right here. And it was like, who was it? It was Susie. And I think like Melina was below her. Melina left like kind of earlier, so I don't mm-hmm. really remember. And then there was another bunk bed, and Mara was at the top of that one. I had like a single bed, and then Teddy and Rachel were on a bed. It was crammed. Yeah. So crammed in there that like you could open one suitcase at a time. There was like no walking space. If someone had their like suitcase open, you had to like jump across the suitcase to get across the room and go to the bathroom.
Ooh, I'm getting like anxiety and claustrophobic feelings. That's crazy. Yeah.
get the single bed. I didn't get to choose. I got the single bed. I lucked out, but it was nice because I could just like leave my suitcase open and slide it under the bed. And
wait, you
it.
Said there were names on the bed?
Yes.
Is it true that some guy like lives in that house and owns it and then he rents it out to The Bachelor when they're filming? Because I've also heard too that like there are certain rooms that are off limits because that's like where the guy's stuff is.
I have no idea. I never okay. saw a man, a mystery man.
Well, he's not there while you're filming. There is a family that does rent it out. But I have heard, yeah, like he doesn't want to have to like empty his bedroom. So he leaves his stuff, but it's just, you can't go in there.
I don't know. I don't know if there's like stuff left. I know that there was like a master closet that like in one of those big rooms that they didn't have enough room for everybody's suitcases. And they like, some of the girls just like claimed it and put their stuff in there. But like, I didn't see anyone's like personal belongings in that house. And I was there for like 3 weeks. I have no idea. I do know they like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, they like repaint this house. Like, I just want to know the layers of paint.
And like how thick the walls are now from like 50 layers of paint.
Yeah, it's just so fun every season to see like that looks like a completely different room.
Yeah.
Oh, like wild. The color changes? I've never even noticed the color.
Everything. Repaint, everything, like new furniture. So I don't think the family has stuff in there because I know it's also an Airbnb.
Oh,
we should
we try
it.
To stay there? I know. Yeah. I'm like, should we?
It's just going to be like 20 grand or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun though. It's a cool place.
Yeah.
You look out and it's just like mountains in the backyard.
Yeah. You're like, oh, wow. It's gorgeous.
On TV, when people like wake up and they're just like naked, I'm like, this is where they live because no one can see them.
Totally. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. I know we adore you and our listeners adore you as well. But for our listeners who may not be following you on social media, can you plug where they can keep up with you?
My Instagram is Serene Brooke Russell. I think my TikTok is the same. Twitter is Serene B. Russell. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. This was so fun.
It was so much fun. And it was like nice walking down memory lane.
Yeah.
Well, come back anytime to chat with us.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.